What a spike.
Let's all do it.
Hey, if you're still listening to this, I'm sorry.
Do you like that?
You like my penis, ladies and gentlemen? Are these bad? Are we bad?
Dustin, we're going to start the podcast for real in three.
Hey, everybody. This is Tyrone from the top. Mike, go ahead and bring us in.
All right, Dustin, I'm going to give you a countdown. Go ahead and go on start. Ready? Three.
Wait, on star?
One. On star.
My car's broke.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Basement Beards Presents Top Turnbuckle News. Top Turnbuckle, if you don't know, is about wrestling. We just viewed some. We've been real deep.
Huh? What'd we view?
We saw some local wrestling. PWA, Lancaster, Ohio. First, let me get it right off the bat here, boys and girls. Let's introduce ourselves. You know us, you love us.
All I have to say is, our partner is going to shock the world because he is none other than the...
I'm Mike.
That is a shitty introduction. You're no Jimmy Hart.
That's Nick.
Oh, hold on.
I'm Nick.
Can I do a Jake the Snake introduction?
That's Dustin.
Why would you introduce Jake the Snake? He's not on this fucking podcast.
And rounding out the turnbuckle... It's Carl.
It's me, everyone's favorite one on the cast.
What a rascal.
Carl gets it.
Number one, Carl.
The most
everyone
best
likes Carl.
Person.
I love him.
Me.
Good man.
Kurt Angle was a wrestler, but that's not the wrestling we're talking about.
Oh, I mean, we could be.
Good segue. We saw some wrestling today. Boys, dial it back for a second. Did we ever talk about our first introduction to local wrestling?
Premier Wrestling
Alliance.
Yeah.
Association is what I was going to guess, but I'd
been it's been around for 22 years. I don't think that's true.
Think
that's just
true.
How some long these wrestled in wrestling.
Chris Cruitt, the franchise player.
Thank honor. You, Chris.
Clap, 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 clap.
Make me a sandwich.
Oh, that's going to be the title of this episode, Make Me a Sandwich. I'm sorry, my freedom is so loud. You have to hear it. Whatever the fuck his shirt said.
Dustin, I like, I very much like the fact that you said, did we ever talk about our first experience? And then went straight to, yo, racism.
Our town's full of white folk. They love their local wrestling.
We're
okay?
going to ignore our first experience with PWA, because this is our second experience with PWA.
My question was, did we ever talk about it?
No. Did we?
No.
All right, we're going to go around the table to decide if we did or not. Carl, did we?
I talked to it with my therapist, but I don't think we as a group talked about it.
Mike?
That's going to be a big negatory there, Commander.
We never talked about it. We went to wrestling last year, 2020.
Yeah, my input on that. That's right.
Nick, you said, did we?
Yeah, but I mean, I can still have an answer.
All right, go ahead.
No.
All right, boys. Boys and girls, this is going to be session zero, episode zero of our second podcast, our spinoff, where we talk about all things to do with wrestling to the best of our ability. Because you want to know what?
But only professional and indie, not actual wrestling.
Yeah, the Olympics are going on right now. Actually, I think it just ended. Was that today? It was Sunday?
I don't fucking know.
Dude, we are all sports fucking enthusiasts. Either way, yeah, we're not talking about Olympic wrestling. We're not talking about high school wrestling. We're talking about
collegiate wrestling.
Collegiate, yeah. Legally,
we're talking about marital wrestling. You know, hit him, hit her.
Hit
her. Don't hit her. Yeah, we want to
where Dustin lies on the intergender.
I want intergender matches.
Intergender Mahal.
Gender Mahal's back, and he sucks.
What? That's gross.
All right, so we're going to talk about AEW wrestling in this podcast. We like to shoot for talking about the AEW
ATM machine.
We like to shoot.
It's a shoot conversation about it. These are shoot. Hey, Nick, whenever I say something that has to do with wrestling, like a terminology, like a shoot, a face, a heel. Will you give me a moment to tell me what those things are? Like, so you can define them for the cast?
What? For the cast?
And the listeners.
Okay, I was going to, fine, I guess I can. And then APOC, our friend, will tell me I'm fucking wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay.
Turnbuckle.
Because APOC's way smarter at this than I am.
APOC. Referee. extremely knowledgeable about the wrestling.
What's his real name?
Romeo.
I don't know if we want to. Okay. Well, there you go. Find him. So find him on social media.
That luchador, that luchador has been unmasked.
How are you going to find him with just a fucking first name?
Shakespeare.
Look for Juliet.
That's a good joke. Fuck you.
I feel like we have just taken off his mask.
Oh, my God.
He is shamed in Mexico. He'll never wrestle again. Oh,
no. You also gave away his ethnicity. Now it's way easier to find him.
He's a luchador?
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about AEW as well, which is what we what we religiously watch on Wednesdays. That is our thing.
It's Wednesday.
Okay, some of us do, Nick. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say I don't watch it as
you
much
should.
As I should.
This
I
is
got
this...
school on Thursday, yo.
Okay.
Makes me sound way younger than I am, but that's okay.
No.
Everyone out here knows you're 17.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You should be in bed by now.
Shit. I gotta go. Curfews.
We will also be going over maybe some WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment.
This podcast is going to be out as long as an episode of Raw.
Yeah, 3 hours, baby. Are you in? Then we'll tackle some of our experiences. We'll go over a few things that we remember from our past, because some of us have been following wrestling since they were a child, while some of us followed it when they were a child. And then, what did you say?
I remember the territories.
The territories.
Nick, you had to find that one for him.
The territories are older school wrestling was broken up into smaller territories rather than just one big WWE. And then Vince McMahon Jr. came along, and he's the one who really pushed for everybody to get under one roof.
See, you like that? You like that, everybody? You got
oh,
some
shit.
Fucking
I'm sorry,
knowledge.
It was a bad fucking
now
definition.
Even
no,
has learned.
I just learned about the territories.
You smart.
Smart Mark.
At the PWA, someone said behind the curtain that they were all fucking marks, implying that we were all fucking marks.
And boy, are they correct.
They are correct.
Wrestling.
That's what's for dinner.
I honestly believe that wrestling got us through the pandemic. Anybody else?
No.
No.
I agree fully. Fully Nelson.
Thank you, Carl. When I was dying in the hospital. With the COVID.
Brandon Cutler gave you words of advice.
My good friend Mike bought me a little shout out from the Brandon Cutler, my 50th favorite wrestler. And he also likes D&D. Wow, well, that was pretty cool. He rolled shit on his
medicine check.
He must not know D&D because you don't have to roll to cure disease. If you're doing the Greater Restoration, you just use it. Anyway, then they also got the what was it? All In.
Yeah, it was All In. I think
AEW's All In Wrestling, and I watched it in my hospital bed on my cell phone with the rest of my friends. It was great.
We saved Dustin's life.
They did.
Where convalescent plasma and recidivin, all those yep. llama drugs.
Recidivism rates.
They couldn't do anything for you.
They put COVID back in jail.
But watching Jonathan Moxley take to the stage and
incredible.
Hit that funky slide. Sorry, the wacky slide. The hentai slide?
I like it.
Name your favorite top turnbuckle move right now.
Well, so we saw wrestling tonight. It was... A 3 hour event almost.
Four. What? Well, we got there at six.
We got there at six. It started at 6:45.
Because they couldn't make two TVs work at once.
Yep. HDMI cables are difficult.
So they had one TV.
Mm-hmm. Which we couldn't see. Even though we had a good seat.
We did have a good seat.
We had good seats.
We were on bleachers and we could see over people.
And Dustin was
we
on the floor.
Like, oh, I was on a chair.
Dustin had a bad seat. But we were sitting on bleachers.
I had good seat.
And we could, that's not okay. Not acceptable.
What are you talking about?
But yeah, we could see the ring pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Now, this was a pretty stacked card. Nick, what does card mean?
Card is the events that you're doing and the matches and shit that are on the thing.
Yeah. That's what the episode would be. Be card. Now you learn that. Now write it down, practice
write
with your
it down,
parents.
Practice, and then please email us if you get tired of us defining terms every 30
yeah.
seconds.
Yeah, but hey, you didn't email us last time. You're not going to email us now.
Don't use the old email. We have a new one. It's videogames@gmail.com.
No, don't do that. We're not affiliated with them.
Wait, no, no, last time no, you said no, we're going to no, absorb no, no, no. them. Email
yeah, we take over.
Email us and not email us.
Video games is the second brand.
How many ums and how many hums?
I think it's MHM.
MHMpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
MHM.
Check them out.
MHM Podcast.
You can check them out on Twitch, too.
Yeah, watch us on Twitch. We're going to stream video games unrelated to wrestling.
Yeah, they're not going to talk about wrestling.
Unless Dustin's there.
Nope.
He's going to talk about wrestling.
BWA. What the fuck happened?
You know, I'm going to say...
Run us with the card.
It has I'm not going to be able to tell you most of the rest. Oh, you know what? Nick was very nice enough to write down all the wrestlers and the card for tonight in his own special way. And he's going to read
them
off now.
No, no,
yeah,
one,
yes,
no.
Yeah, yes. You can do it right now.
I am not.
1437.
What?
Austin.
What?
What?
Austin 316.
What was it? The Rocket 321?
There was a guy that looked like Ricochet. From WWE.
Rock, I don't remember what the fuck his name was.
Espinoza.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody Master knows what Splinter. The fuck his name was.
I said it right this time.
How do you want to do this? Do you want to go first match? Do you want?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Just want me to, do you want me to list off all the
you,
fucking matches and then I'm trying to make people
do,
come back to it?
What you're gonna do is you're gonna tell us
match,
the
first.
Hold
first,
on, I'm still
first,
saying my promo. All right, go ahead.
The first match was Basketball Boy and Confederate Carl versus Norwegian Neil and his friend. Norwegian Neil is a big, hefty dude.
He's fat boy.
Purple and has a Norway flag. I don't know what fucking
he's,
flag
he's,
is.
He's a Swedish guy. He's not Norwegian.
Sure, okay.
His name Bjorn. He was great. We parked him. Nick almost ran over his dad.
I did
last
not
time.
Almost run over
several
his
months
dad.
Ago. We tried to kill Bjorn's dad.
Yeah, we did. We all
we
said
failed.
It's time to make a pact, a murder pact.
We said before we had turned 35, all of us need to take one life.
Yeah,
and that's when we launched.
Life
that's
each.
When we launched this podcast.
Now we're just trying to take our own lives. Please do not call anybody. We're fine.
Actually, call Papa. Papa's not.
Confederate Carl has two goddamn rebel flags on his knee.
He sure does.
And it looks like his leotard or whatever the fuck is going to break every time we see him.
Yeah,
Carl.
The
really
South
likes
will roll rise again.
He's my favorite. He's my favorite person ever.
Yeah.
Ever?
Carl's kind of racist.
Yes.
I'm right.
Don't fucking say that.
I'm right here, man.
You can't do that these days.
I want to. My mom
sure.
listens to this podcast. No.
Does she really?
No.
Oh, my mom
suck
doesn't
it, mom.
Either. Yeah, suck it. Yeah, suck it, Nick's mom.
Well, okay. Well,
hello, Nick's mom. You're a nice woman, dude. Please do not suck it.
Unless you ask for it.
Unless Dustin wants you to.
Does Nick's mom have a picture on her fridge of Mike?
Not anymore. We got a new fridge.
There's a family photo. You threw the picture away?
Yeah, I don't know what they did with it. They didn't fucking save that.
You had a family portrait of Mike on your refrigerator.
I'm not calling them. It's late at night.
Yeah, you call them mom and dad.
Okay,
you don't call them.
The first match, the ref was bad.
I would say that most of the refs were bad in this.
Were they, though? I think some refs were better. She was considerably bad. She had no ring awareness.
She felt
ring
new.
Awareness is where you stand
yes.
in the fucking ring.
That is a thing you need to know to get out of the wrestler's ways.
And she got in the way.
Uh-huh.
Right, which is not good.
One was a legit got in the way on accident, and the other time, later on in the show, she got in the way and got hurt, I think. Was it a shoot injury?
You don't
we'll
think
never
she
know.
Was selling?
We'll get to that. The first uh-huh. time, though, she got in the way of... the person trying to get into the ring, because
yes.
that whole spot she fucked up. But also that match took 20 minutes for some.
That almost went. That went to 30 seconds before time limit was up.
Oh my god, that
and
was
then,
the match.
It was a 15-minute time limit, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. And then she almost messed up the finish because it was a tag match.
Right.
And they were going to dive over the pin to stop it from being broken up right before the counter, and then she was in the way, so they had to like veer off as they jumped. It was rough looking.
What was the finisher in that? Who won?
The good guys.
The good guys won, right?
The good guys. Here's a little spoiler for you. The good guys won every episode of this show, or every match of this show, with the exception of the championships.
No, the tag.
Yeah.
Oh.
Championships. That's a championship. Tag championship. The heels won, and the big thing, the heels won.
Yeah, shit.
It's fucking bullshit. Heel is a bad guy. Face is a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And a tweener is somebody you would meet at a nightclub.
You shouldn't, though.
Hey,
you could meet them, you could say hello, but you cannot take them home.
Take a picture, $20, they'll sign it.
Stop.
Tell me about the cowbell, man.
Carl? Talk to me.
No.
Talk to me, Carl. You were there for wrestling.
I was at the wrestling. It was great. There was a lot of kids there.
What'd you think of there the were first a lot of
Why do you look
match?
At me at that, like that? You looked at me like you're the kid.
You're the one talking to the kids.
They're right next to me, and I look like a blob. I look like a fucking...
They're right next to all of us, but we didn't say hi to the damn kids. Carl, you did.
They said hello to me.
You were babysitting.
You were babysitting at one point.
That's okay.
I'm an adult. I can talk to children.
Okay, hold on. You can't, don't put that on me.
The child?
We're having technical difficulties.
No, I like the idea that if you get too old, you're just not allowed to talk to a child ever.
Correct.
Oh, well, you know, the boundaries, I guess. I didn't know. I didn't go out of my way to talk to them. They talked to me. Perfect. I'm so likable. I'm
so
like.
Are you going to tell the judge? It's not your fault.
No. Do you think he gets jury duty in that case? He's got to deal with a trial of a bunch of 32-year-olds and children? We have the jury find Dustin Garcia adorable. And also guilty. Put him away for life, Your Honor.
Wait. I didn't do nothing. The first match. Was Carl, not pedophilic in any nature.
Carl, what was your opinion of the first match?
My opinion of the first match was it was long. That was the full 30-minute one.
Yeah.
It was 15 minutes.
It
definitely felt like it was 30 fucking minutes.
The whole time.
Yep.
And a lot of these local wrestlers get winded very quickly.
Yep.
They said 5 minutes have elapsed in this match, and Dustin turned to me and said, that was only 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You really blew your load there?
Well, I didn't want to say because people are still remembering about the kid comments literally moments ago. But I did blow my load real early throughout most of this wrestling entertainment because I was really into it. And then by, I think, the third match, I fell asleep. Midway to the end, I just kind of dozed. Yeah. And I was like, But it was because the sugar was flowing through my veins because Carl got me a monster.
Carl with the clutch.
Carl, he fueled us.
Yeah, he clutched monsters.
Pumped all my boys full of sugar so they got hype.
Hell yeah, dude. Pumped me, and then I blew it.
Dustin,
Carl,
the police would like
put your face to the mic so I can hear you giggle.
As Dustin's legal counsel, this is not admissible in court.
Yeah, you can't use this against me. I plead the fifth. Fifth of vodka.
Second match.
Second match, I'm pretty sure, was Cowbell versus fucking comment of the night from Carl, who called him Billy Irish. Which is
McLafferty, the Irish hitman. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an okay match.
He had a kilt on, and then we saw his goddamn underwear the entire fucking time.
Yeah. He was showing us his fucking shillelagh.
And then Cowbell Man.
Made a shillelagh joke.
Cowbell Man is an old man. It was a grudge match. And then they kept trying to get fucking counted out.
They were both evil,
which
I think.
I think the hitman dude is supposed to be a bad guy.
Cowbell dude?
No.
Oh, no, the Irish hitman, okay.
The Irish hitman's supposed to be a bad guy, supposed to be a heel. And then the cowboy dude is a heel that everybody loves, which is fine.
And then I kept shouting for them to use the bell.
Yeah, we said use
the
100%.
Bell.
Use the cowbell.
Yeah, there was definitely a chant for cowbell.
And then at the end of the match,
he pulled an Eddie Guerrero.
He did a smart thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Tell him what.
Eddie Guerrero is famous for a spot where he would pick up a chair or a belt or something, and the ref would be
distracted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he would make a noise, and then he'd throw it at the person, whoever his opponent was, and then he'd fall to the ground and make it look like he got hit.
Yep.
That's what happened today. Cowbell dude picked up his cowbell. Fucking made a noise with it, immediately chucked it at Irishman, and then Irishman held it for way too fucking long.
For about
long.
A minute and a half, because the ref was still distracted.
Yeah. Right. Actually, I'm going to not divert. That's one of my favorite aspects about wrestling, is that you can have a serious match where it's just literally beating the shit out of one another, and they're very athletic, and it's entertaining in that way. And then you can have spots like that are comedic in nature, that you're watching entertainment, and you're not. It's not like MMA. It's a show. It's you're going to see a comedy act kind of thing.
The ring psychology.
Yeah, it's fun. We all laughed because we've been seeing that spot a lot recently.
Yeah,
all the major promotions have been doing it.
I feel like there has been a resurgence of Eddie Guerrero speak.
Mm-hmm.
Someone online on Twitter somewhere posted that Eddie Guerrero was not as great as everybody thinks he is.
Mm-hmm.
That person is as a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I think we had nostalgia for him, but he was a good wrestler.
No, like, well, yeah, okay, so there is nostalgia for it, but there's also... Oh, God, I'm rambling. I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
There's nostalgia for it, but also, if you go back and watch it, those matches hold up throughout time. And they are... He's such a good wrestler. He's such a good promo work. Mm-hmm. Like, you give him a microphone, and he's just there.
Too bad he loved the drugs.
No, his heart gave out.
Yeah,
what killed
from
him.
The cocaine.
Yeah, but his heart.
He was my age when he died. What have I done? No, yeah, he was 31. He was 34 when he died.
You're 34?
Google it. APOC, real quick. Are you listening to this live? Okay, either he was 34 or 36 when he died.
Hold on, let's have Carl give us the correct answer.
Jesus was 33, and so was Nipsey Hussle.
Think about it, yeah. Think about it, yeah.
Thank you, Carl.
Who, Nipsey?
Nipsey Hussle, he's a rapper. He got shot for over his chain.
Faux his chain.
Yeah, a guy said, give me that chain, rapper man. And Nipsey Hussle said, no, I'm real. And then Nipsey Hussle died. Damn. Give up your chains.
He became imaginary.
I miss him. Wow, Nick looks up how old Eddie Guerrero was when he died.
He was 38.
Oh, no.
That's how old Dustin
is. I still have time.
He was born in 67. He died in 2005.
Right when we graduated high school. When I graduated high school. Now you know. Eddie Next Guerrero is great, and we've seen, like Nick said, a big resurgence, which is fine. I like the comedy acts. I enjoy that shit a lot.
Eddie Guerrero wasn't just a comedy act, though. He was a fucking great wrestler. If you watch you watch WCW, a lot of their first matches that they did was... Okay, yeah, you're right. It is World Championship Wrestling.
I'm helping.
If you watch it, the first matches of WCW shows were generally like luchadors, or they were like cruiserweight stuff.
Super lightweight. That's where Eddie,
small guys.
Yeah, super lightweight. And Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio and shit were always on those cards. And they great spots. And they're really, if you like flippy shit now in wrestling, then you'll like that shit.
Yeah, there's one promotion that really excels at flippy shit. Well,
Ring of Honor.
Yeah, definitely Ring of Honor. No, AEW is a lot of flippy shit. WWE is not.
A lot of not.
The big, thick boy is smacking meat.
Until they get released.
Yeah.
Or rolled up.
Now, I enjoyed the first match. I thought the second match was fine. I think Cowboy Guy was fun. Cowbell dude,
I think
was
I
fun.
Like the second match more than the first.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I had not loaded. It was just loading into the pistol at that time. It's about ready to blow for the third match. What is that?
Wait, real quick. Carl, what was your opinion on the second match?
Second match, I'm going to say better than the first, but not the best one out of the entire night.
Oh.
Fair.
Carl, when we get to the best one, I need you to make it known that it's your favorite.
I'll go ding, ding, ding. That's the one.
Well, was it Chris Pruitt versus Jeffrey Jones?
Who the fuck's that?
That's Jimmy Jones. That's Chris Pruitt.
Whoa, make me a sandwich.
Or was that after...
I think that match was there, and then we took a break.
That's probably...
Yeah, I think that was the next match. Cause this, so Chris Pruitt...
Is the leader of
Chris
the...
Cruitt, not Pruitt. Chris Cruitt.
Chris Cruitt.
Chris Cruitt is the franchise player.
He is the president
of PWA. He is the bald, angry man who yells at you if you watch any of their promo material on YouTube or Twitch. And he has been wrestling for 22 years and has had a heart attack.
Yeah, he had a heart attack last year.
He can't do it anymore. And this young up-and-comer...
This dude with godfidence...
Jeffrey Johns would not take his word on anything. It hit him with a chair and made him bleed, I think, because the TV wasn't looking...
Yeah, we couldn't see the camera.
TV wasn't pacing us, so we didn't get the news on that. But they had a lights out, only the lights were on match where no records were recorded. And you know what happened? There was no DQ, but they were counting them out every time they went out of the ring.
Which makes no fucking sense.
And this match ended in tragedy.
No, it didn't.
Because he was getting very tired from his heart attack. But he...
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't it end with a roll-up?
Yeah, a really bad spider cradle or whatever that move is called where you grab him and flip him.
You what grab them and you on your back and you roll them forward onto their shoulders.
Canadian Destroyer, I think.
Nope.
So
fix it.
Right before that, though, there was an interesting spot where bad guy, Jeffrey, yelled at the crowd to move and then was going to throw Heart Attack Man into the crowd. And then Heart Attack Man reversed that, which is just saying, no, I'm throwing you towards the chairs. And then Jeffrey Man went leaping into the chairs, which he may have actually legitimately got hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Mike made a comment about that, that if
a heel, a bad man, shouldn't have to go into the crowd and say, hey, can everyone please stand up and move? Because we want to do a spot here.
Mm-hmm.
And because then it turns out the crowd said, no.
Yeah, oh, we've been sitting here for 2 hours.
We've been sitting here for 2 hours. And I'm not moving. These chairs were $15. People are already standing, and I'm not going to risk losing my seat because you want to be a jerk to my friend Chris Cruitt. And so eventually they just had to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And it took about – it felt like it took 5 minutes to move three people.
That match moved really slow, and I know that they were trying to play on his shoot injury of being
the emotional –
shoot
pull.
Me. Yeah.
But I guess we shouldn't – for a second there, I said we shouldn't be critical on these wrestlers.
No, we should be.
But I think you can be critical on something that you are finding entertainment out of. This was not entertaining. It was kind of like, get on with it. Because it was so hot in there.
This was also, it was very self-aggrandizing.
Yeah.
This was his retirement match, win, lose, or draw. Our good buddy Chris was never going to wrestle again.
Yeah.
And boy, howdy, I can see why.
Also, in wrestling history, if they say they retire, they don't.
They don't. Unless
they're
going to
come back.
Yeah, it's his fucking promotion. He's going to come back.
You can do
his
whatever
son is the champ.
Wants.
Right. Yeah.
Spoilers.
So, yeah. Was the match great? No. And then I'm sorry. Yes, Carl.
Carl, can we get your opinion on the throwing into the crowd spot?
They shouldn't have moved those kids out of the way and just let them eat it. That's what you get for not moving, kids. Live event.
Take your medicine, kids. Here comes a sweaty man.
This felt like a match.
Do not send me to jail.
This felt like a match where the wrestlers wanted to do guardrail spots, and their guardrails were caution tape.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was exciting. A lot. Like I said last time I spoke up, these local wrestlers get winded real quickly.
Oh, yeah. He definitely...
Them getting into the ring requires them to get out of the ring to stand and breathe so they can get back into the ring. But other than that, it was pretty good. Bunch of shirtless men, tight pants.
Yeah,
dude had confidence on his ass, which is weird.
He had like cornrows and
he had
like
a cool ass fucking mask.
He came out looking
like an Anubis or Ra or something.
He's got real Shawn Spears presence, in my opinion.
Wow, okay.
My favorite wrestler.
That's hurtful.
Sorry.
How dare you talk about that? Shawn Spears is great. What, Carl?
No, it's a dumb joke. It's Britney Spears' brother, Shawn Spears.
He's got an infatuation with chairs, while Brittany had a thing for
infatuation.
APOC calls him a chair pervert. I would say you're correct, APOC.
Nailed it.
Next time when we record this, APOC lives in a different state, so we're gonna talk to him about it.
Fucking nailed it. Okay.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right.
Third match. I would say on a scale of 1 to
rated out of 5 stars.
1 to 5 ring posts. Or 5 turn, 1 to 4 turnbuckles.
Do that on the other two.
Okay. Well, let's start again.
Let's do it at the.
Okay.
End.
So how'd you like for the first match?
First match, 2.5 stars.
How many countouts? 1 out of 10 countouts.
Oh.
What would you give this?
No. Real quick. 6 matches total. All total. 5 out of 6 had fucking dick shots.
Yeah. These men thought it was appropriate to jam their forearms into other men's penises in front of all these children. I'm starting to think wrestling's perverted.
Do they have female wrestlers in the last event we went to?
Nope.
None in this one either,
no,
huh?
The female ref is the closest we've got so far.
I want some female wrestlers.
Yeah, I think they'd be cool, too.
And I want them for exactly the reason you think.
So you want the male wrestlers.
McLafferty skirt.
Yeah, just as much as I want the male wrestlers. I want them to hit each other in their
second match, 3 stars.
Penises.
Dustin.
What?
Okay.
Third match, 1.5 stars.
No, we're doing ring countouts.
What?
5 countouts.
Second match, 1 Japanese countout. First match, 1 Mexican countout.
That's 20. Count.
Yeah, third match, half of an American countout that gets reset 3 times.
Oh, God.
Oh my god, I forgot a impromptu match ended in a count out tonight too. Yeah,
that was pretty good. The match with our franchise player, by the way, ended with him sitting in the ring for about 5 minutes because he was sad he couldn't wrestle anymore, and then he gave a passionate speech about how the future of wrestling is all the young guys, including this guy whose ass he just kicked, except for the part where
he didn't kick his ass.
He didn't kick his ass, and also he didn't put him over. He beat him with a chair.
Yeah.
So Big it wasn't future, cool, huh?
And it wasn't even a good chair shot. The dude put his hand up first and then hit it.
Okay,
and then,
okay.
I want them
okay.
to take a headshot. I want a concussion, right, please.
No,
PWA.
Dustin, no. That's blind me. Bad.
I brought my own chair. I want them to use it. Plastic dominance.
You should have thrown it in the ring. Like those GCW fools.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Dustin. If you could have got the fucking chair into the ring from where we were sitting, I would have
incredibly strong.
100%, and we would have done a victory lap around the goddamn 100%, ring.
I would have hit the old lady sitting in the stand next to
her. Yeah, and it would have been Ryan's.
I would have killed her. Oh my god, did you know? She's Rocket's cousin.
I think it was his grandma.
Raccoon. No, it was cousin. I said
no,
grandma.
The kid was
No. So when she wasn't there and the kids were talking to me,
Rocket is
out of their wrestling. Own volition, I did not call them over.
Dustin, you're not helping.
He waved them over.
I just want to protect
he
myself.
He needed their help.
I did.
He said, "You two look like the Hardy Boys."
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, but I meant the book kids,
help
right?
Me, yeah,
the
help help me solve a mystery.
You two look like you're going to solve a mystery.
Can you find the hidden toys?
Fuck off. Stop talking about it. Stop it. I am not a pervert. It doesn't matter. Anyway, we sat by another family member of a wrestler this time, which is great.
We need to
last
stop
time it
sitting.
Was Bjorn's dad. This time it was Rocket's cousin. And boy, they didn't like me.
Yeah, they didn't like you.
After that happened, a cowboy came out.
If you go to a wrestling event with Mike Steve. And sometimes Dustin, Mike will.
This is the second time. Why would it not be and me?
No, because I gotta continue
me, right?
My fucking statement.
Fuck
here,
me,
Dustin. Don't cut me off, you bitch. Also, don't make noise in the background, you son of a bitch. When you go with Mike, stop huffing and puffing. Mike cheers for.
Oh, what am I?
What are you doing?
Break it.
Just talk.
Mike cheers for all the bad guys.
Not all of them.
He.
Only some of them.
As you walk away. No, Mike cheers for all of them. All the bad guys.
Well, they're usually cooler.
He will yell horrible things. Not horrible, but bad things occasionally.
Stolen Valor is a bad thing that guy did, okay?
No, you said, what was it? Tap out, you fat fuck.
Well, he needed a tap.
Which, I do recall you calling someone a fat fuck.
He looked at me many times. I'm not by the mic.
Dustin is currently busy.
I'm going to drink a big glass of milk.
You fat fuck. And I said, please stop yelling at me. They're children present.
No,
yeah, you're not
no.
supposed to swear at this one, but
we did.
In this instance, bitches. Mike was totally talking about a wrestler and not just being mean and abusive to friends.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he definitely. All you guys cheer for the heels.
I don't. I generally look ashamed faces. With my fucking hand in my face.
Mike was gonna yell "Stolen Valor" at the fucking veteran wrestler.
All right,
he's not a veteran.
How do you
he
know
just
that?
Plays one on
he
TV.
Wears fatigues and says, "I'm from West Virginia."
Yeah, you can be a veteran and be from West Virginia and
live in Ohio.
Fatigues.
No,
I don't think so.
No. Look, I can tell.
I'm not saying that shit in that crowd. That crowd, the fucking little girl didn't want to shake the black dude's hand.
Yeah, and he was the good guy.
He was a good guy. The little girl was like, "No."
She's like, "I'll shake his hand. He's white."
Yeah,
it's a weird town.
Kevin, nope, it's Sam Houston.
Sam Houston came out before intermission.
This guy looked like a fucking discount undertaker was peeping at us from behind
the
curtains.
Peeking. We were sitting at the edge in the right where all the wrestlers were peeking through the curtains, and I looked back and got startled when Mike let me know.
Is it the dead man's watching? And I was like, oh no. His ring gear just puts his whole fucking dick in your face.
Yeah, Sam Houston.
Assless chaps.
Sam Houston.
Also dickless chaps.
What? He got a big hog.
It's a big hog, man. And he fought a big hog later.
Carl, can I get some effects over there for big hog?
Can we get a big hog in the chat?
Oh, dude, Sam Houston's got a big hog.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm glad you liked it. Fat cock is what it was.
All right, moving on.
So that was the intermission.
Oh, sorry, we didn't even tell who Sam Houston is. He's an old-timer wrestler from WCW,
WWE. He's more well-known for WWE, but it was like 86 to 91 or something.
Yeah, so we were...
The golden age.
Carl wasn't even alive.
Yeah, I don't know any of these famous quote-unquote wrestlers.
And I was two. No, no, I was four.
86?
Not in 86.
87.
No.
88.
I'm 87,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, so Nick wasn't alive.
89.
He was for 91.
don't tell him your birthday. You're going to
lose
your
fucking passwords. Oh,
I'm so sorry. Excuse me.
But no, he came out and did a promo, and then you couldn't understand him because he fucking chewed sandpaper.
I was wrestling in South Carolina, and then they told me I wasn't going to be cleared to wrestle.
Now,
I did kick his ass. And I just wanted to tell everyone, and I don't care. I'll be signing things over in the corner.
I've got lots of merch in the corner over here. You want to come and see me? I'm Sam Houston, Lancaster. You've been a great crowd.
Y'all are being mean to Sam.
Oh, Sammy.
Who wants my belt?
Yeah, Sam was a nice guy.
You just couldn't fucking understand what he was saying and when he was saying it.
Or what he wanted or why he wanted it.
One time he said,
I'm going to be over here signing autographs next to my beautiful Beyonce. Because that's what I heard. But he fucked up and said, Beyonce is Beyonce. And I looked over to Mike and Nick. I was like,
you motherfucker said Beyonce?
The queen. Anyway.
And then we had a 15-minute intermission.
Yeah, and that was about the time my parents left.
Oh, you didn't know?
Go ahead, Carl.
No, it's great.
Dustin got his parents tickets to this wrestling event.
Yeah. Standing room only.
Yeah, standing room only. They got bleachers. So they out of nowhere were like,
oh, wow, Dustin, that sounds like so much fun. I would totally like to do that.
My mom was really into the wrestling.
She's all the men.
And then
the
shirt.
It's all the men. It's definitely all the men. My dad was like, oh, no, my back hurts. I cannot sit on this bleacher no more.
Hey, Dustin, come over here.
Yeah, hey, Dustin, thank you for this. Bye. And then I looked over, and they were gone. I was like, all right, well, have a good Saturday.
More seats for the kids.
Pick up the Papa John's, please.
Yeah. Oh, my God, all the Papa John's.
Intermission did not feel like 15 minutes. It felt like an hour.
Yeah.
Because the cowbell man was taking pictures in the corner, and they would not stop him.
Yeah.
But hey, more power to him. More power to
More
him.
Cowbell to him.
More cowbell.
How many people do you think bought the meet and greet with Mr. Nasty?
They got fucking jipped.
I mean, it was from 4 to 6.
And well,
so.
And they, at the door, they were selling more.
Oh,
every,
wow, really?
Every time when we were in line, they were asking people who were showing general admission tickets, like, do you want to do the meet and greet? It's only $10, $20 if you want a signature. Like, they were asking people if they wanted to do it again.
Surprisingly, I thought that dude was really cool. I vaguely remember him as one half of the Nasty Boy wrestlers. Nasty.
We'll get
promised two nasties, and we got one.
The other one hurt his knee.
Yeah, Billy or whatever.
So, intermission over. Next match, Nick.
Pigman came out, and Pigman has been away for a while.
Lieutenant Hogg, I think, is his name.
Oh, is it Pigman?
L.T. Hogg.
The T-Hog?
His name is L.T. Hogg. He is Lieutenant Hogg.
Go with Mike. He actually remembers shit. I write
down
stupid fucking names.
That's why I kept shouting Big Hogg, Big Hogg. Oh. It's not because of Sam's dick.
Yeah, because Sam came in, there was two hogs.
But no, Hogman came out with a box and was all just—he was clapping hands and slapping people. And
I love
being
him.
All
everyone
like,
in this
oh
crowd.
He was an older wrestler, right? Like when PWA
been wrestling
started
for 22 years or something.
Yeah, everybody's 22
20
years,
years
old.
Years. He's been there forever. Yeah, crowd loves him.
Yep.
Right. So he came out. Crowd was like, "Oh man, you're back! You're so great!" And then he got in the ring and was just like, "What have the fans and everybody done for me?" And then he fucking opened up a box with nothing in it.
He threw it.
He said, "Hey, it's nothing."
Yeah.
And the crowd got a little confused here
because
they didn't understand they're supposed to boo him yet.
Yeah.
Right.
I wasn't booing him. All the heels got claps from Carl. I love Mark.
Oh, of course.
At one point, I wanted to say I'm sorry, but the crowd never got quiet, so I could apologize for them.
Yeah, because you had one douchebag in the back. My name is Sandwich. Sorry.
That was during the Jeffrey Johns. That was Chris Cruett.
Chris Cruett, Jeffrey Johns.
That was the dude who kept yelling, Jimmy Johns.
And he started, at one point, he just started screaming, I need a sandwich.
Make me a sandwich.
I never met a person or heard a person so much in my life that I wanted to shake his hand and then
spit on the eye.
Fucking kill him. Just the most annoying
dude.
One of
four on the list.
He made it interesting.
Annoying.
We had that happen last time, though.
He was there last time.
It was funny, and then I was like, please just shut the fuck up.
But he was pissed.
He got the kids to start shouting, make me a sandwich, and I have never more than...
No, I don't think so. It's those old ladies that were there last time that were holding up the signs?
No, the kids that you were talking to.
Oh, were they?
They kept walking around going, hey, make me a sandwich.
So you don't want to pay attention to the kids, why me?
Well, I'm trying to keep them safe from somebody.
Make me a sandwich.
Lieutenant Hogg.
Lieutenant Hogg.
Well, so he's out here. He's smack-talking Lancaster, Ohio. And our good guest, Samuel Houston, from South Carolina, originally from Dallas, Texas.
He apparently was not cleared medically.
He was not medically cleared to wrestle, but he got in the ring. He said, you cannot... Say that to these nice folks.
Can you do a Sam? Can you do a Sam, though?
You can't say that to these guys. If you want them to cheer for you, you gotta go up here and show them what's good for them.
I gotta edit the shit out of this.
Show them what's good for you is to get up
this
there.
This is fucking gold.
Get up there.
It.
Hey, man, get up there and show them what you got there, Lieutenant Hogg, because they need to know that they can stand behind you in this good crowd here. He's gonna reward you.
Yeah, you gotta make them love you.
And then you know what Lieutenant Hogg did? He fucking slapped that bitch in the face and ran away.
Yeah. This.
And then that fucking match, half that match, three quarters of that match, was Hogman outside the fucking ring.
Yeah, he was trying to trough it.
He was truffling.
He was truffling.
Looking for troubles. Where's my pig?
He's trouble.
I hurt on my insides.
Wider.
Piggy, piggy, pain.
That match ended with Hogger leaving.
From World of Warcraft?
Yep.
You know that candle.
He said, I gotta kill Mankirk's wife, and he left. I don't know if that's a reference to World of Warcraft. Who knows?
Hey.
But he just fucking bailed. He dipped, got counted out, blah, 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 blah. Samuel Houston, who had his arm worked over the entire time, was just like, ah, fuck. I love this place.
That dude can sure as hell sell for an older guy, man.
Yeah, he's a real wrestler.
You can definitely, it was very noticeable with the actual professional wrestlers and what is the guy who also works
at a
John Deere store who decided to wrestle for the weekend.
It's Tractor Supply. Thank you very much.
Fuck, thank you. I was trying to think of what it was. It was John Deere. AM Theaters. I don't know. AMC.
Yeah, AMC.
I work at Cinemark.
He's the usher. Throws people out.
No. Beyonce?
Either way, it was an interesting match. That dude walked by a bunch of times. I looked at him. It was cool.
3 full count outs for that. He then started throwing shit in the ring or in the crowd. He's like, take my sweatband, take my wristband. Mm-hmm. Hey, I can get my wristband. Hey, referee, get over here. Take this wristband off of me.
I can't get it to these children if you don't get it off of me.
And then he immediately started taking out all his shit.
Yeah, he's like, I'm leaving.
Yeah, he was fucking out.
Yeah, but then he didn't leave. He didn't leave.
He didn't leave the normal route either. Like, there's an entrance that, like, the wrestlers go through. No, he just left through the fucking crowd, got his shit.
He went through the giant fan.
Like, yeah, and everybody was kind of, like, looked at him like, what the fuck is going on?
He came back later, though, which was nice.
Yeah,
the nasty boy said, come into the ring or you're not getting paid.
Did he?
Kinda.
So, next match was the tag champ, right?
Carl, what was your opinion on Hogman versus Horseman?
Hogman versus Hogg.
The first initial slap that Mr. Hogg gave Sam, reconstructive Sam, no. throat surgery guy, after he slapped him, he got out of the ring.
Sam Houston slapped the shit out of Hogman, though. That was the initial that was the initial hit. And that one was fucking brutal.
Hogman is huge, and Sandman tried to grab him, but the Hogman was too big, and he slipped by his grasp.
He slipped with a little money pig. He wriggled himself away from the grasp.
But yeah, no, it was a fun. Sam sounds funny when he talks to the microphone. He sounds like
cigarettes.
And then the Hogman guy was just absolutely huge. So that's great to see.
Mm-hmm. I love when fat people wrestle.
It's surprising.
It's surprising when they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, normally they're in a tag team. It's
sad when they're not.
To tag out.
Yeah, because they're completely
like Bjorn.
Yeah, but Bjorn can sell for a big dude. I don't know. I like Bjorn.
What can he sell at Tractor Supply?
I don't know. Something. What?
I think Bjorn sells meatballs.
Candy.
I have IKEA.
That's true. Next match.
Next match was a casino versus schoolman slash asshand. Man, title, tag title.
Casino Go Heat ahead. Versus Jurassic Express. What were they called?
No, they were Two Live Crew.
Royal Flush versus Rocketeers.
Casino it's Heat. Casino, it's casino Heat. Versus some sort of Flusher Flasher fellas. One of them was named Rocket.
Flash Crew?
And the other guy had a thing on his ass that said, feel my experience.
No, something about sensation.
Feel my experience.
I don't remember. No, I don't know what the first
they
had a sensation was.
They definitely and they had a tag name, but I don't remember.
They
what
definitely
it
was. Had a tag name.
I got to tell you this. I think this promotion. I think they see big things in this Rocket fella because he's the only one they were selling pictures of,
and he is over as fuck.
That means he's liked by the crowd.
Over as fuck.
Thank you.
Tattooed young boy.
Cousin of her grandma.
He did the coolest move of all night.
100% the fucking move of the night.
Tope suicided off the top rope, over the top rope, and they caught him. Like, it didn't look from our point of view, because everything is cement around the ring. There was no padding or anything.
Yeah.
They caught him.
The fucking Irishman took a bump on the fucking cement.
He did.
Yes. He took a big old power slam.
Yeah,
he got flipped over him.
Yeah. He hit pretty hard. He got back up. He was alive. Yeah, this Rocket...
It's over as fuck.
Rocket Raccoon.
Rocket Raccoon. I think it's Benson was the last name.
Tope Suicida.
I don't know. He's just the Rocket something something.
Either way.
Joshua Raccoon.
This match should have been the final. Last final match of the night.
Everybody was into it.
The fucking energy was top notch the whole time. Good wrestling. Fast. Everyone was screaming. It was awesome. Even though nothing really amazing happened after the tope, which tope suicide just means they jumped over top ride, over the top rope into the crowd. Oh, for the most part, they do a big jump,
big dive.
Yeah, I really, really liked it. Carl, you haven't went ding, ding, ding yet, so there's no way you think the final match was the best match. Oh, spoiler, none of them were good.
Yep, that's my joke. I don't think none of them were good enough for my approval.
your high standards.
They all sucked.
Yeah, I thought the heels in this group weren't good. Personally, I didn't think the Royal Flush or
the Casino.
What
Heat,
do you mean?
Casino
you don't like Casino? Okay, you look me right in the face and you tell me that kid with the haircut where he shaved.
The manager of Casino Heat was fine because he looked like a doofus.
Did he have glasses on?
Yes,
he did.
Okay, like. Unrelated to anything, him getting his face rubbed in someone's fucking armpit with glasses on would hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think people realize that. So I don't know if his glasses came off or not.
What's funny about that is his glasses came off. His glasses stayed on, but Stinky Dan, or the dude from the Nasty Boys, took his glasses off to do it.
Really? I didn't
know. Yeah.
Yeah,
he handed it to the ref and then did it. And I was like, oh, okay. It's fine. No, that match, Casino Heat, was fine. They were
those
good heels.
Those are the bad guys, yeah.
And Flash Gordon and his friend.
Benson and Ray.
Benson and Ray.
They have an actual name, but I don't remember. They were shouting it, but
they had a shirt.
They were good.
They weren't good. I mean, they weren't. Who cares? Who cares? They're boring.
No, they weren't. They were good.
Let me rephrase. I'm not going to boo a man who dove out of the outside ring.
That was the most athletic thing that happened.
That was the most athletic thing that happened that whole night. But I am going to say, Casino Heat, they got a look.
They do.
That was really really shitty sequin coats and a fucking red jumpsuit.
As they were selling team, Casino Heat merch because I saw ladies walking around in t-shirts.
As a tag team, they looked great because they were wearing the same style of
the one
outfit.
They looked like a team.
The other two look like two singles wrestlers that were put together to make a tag team.
And it definitely looks like that's how they were kind of selling their merch, too.
Which is fine, because I thought they worked well with one another. They all worked well. Good. Real good.
The only tag team that really color-coordinated, other than Casino Heat, was the fucking Bjorn.
Bjorn and the other guy.
Yeah.
They were both wearing the Ricochet. Purple.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The other dude was with Lakers. Lakers
King, whatever the fuck. Yeah, he was a basketball man.
Yeah, so this match was good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was solid. It was probably the match of the night.
Yeah, match of the night, definitely.
Which is not saying much, because as Carl has succinctly pointed out, it was terrible.
Ding, ding, ding. I like this match.
Oh, shit.
Now you're just saying that.
Am I?
Ding, ding, ding.
So then it ended shittily because it was a heel.
So before we even got to the... Because the heels won, right? Because the ref distracted, heel won, did a soup slam, like got the pin, whatever.
He
crowd
an F5 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
He did do a little.
Crowd starts screaming. They're like, no. Well, the thing is, this is the tag team champion going to get rewarded, given belt by old Nasty himself.
Yep.
And guess what? This crowd, they not happy. So they start booing. The announcer comes out. He says, "I'm sorry, fellas. The referee's decision stands. That's
real
a
quick.
Three count."
Real quick, though, at this promotion, Red, White, and Bruise.
On July 31st.
Okay, you need to talk to yourselves. That's okay, though. But no, this promotion said, we got Jimmy Hart. Show up for Jimmy Hart. And then Jimmy Hart said, released in a video, yo, I can't be there. I double booked something. I can't be there, but I'll send the Nasty Boys in place. And then... when we got there, the Nasty Boys turned out to be Nasty Boy.
Uno what? Nasty.
One Nast.
Because the other Nasty Boy, the blonde one, if you have any knowledge of the Nasty Boys.
The fat one.
The blonde fat one could not be there because he blew his knee out.
Getting off an airplane.
Yeah, something really dumb. But he couldn't be there. So Nasty Boy, Spez, Skig.
Stiggy?
Stag.
Stegosaurus Rex.
Yeah, one of them was there.
His knee fell out.
So it really was shitty if you spent the $10 or $15 to get a meet and greet for the Nasty Boys to just get
$10 for a photo, your camera, $20 for signature, your merch.
That whole back and forth with the ring announcer guy saying, hey, yo, sorry, we can't do anything. Referee said...
Right, they did that three times.
This spot went for what felt like 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. God,
because
yeah.
The crowd was furious that the heels won, and old Nasty himself was supposed to award these belts, and he was just going, I'm not going to give it to the bad guys. And so, of course, I was there trying to be helpful. I was yelling, hey, they earned it. Give them their belts.
They put on a real good match. They deserve this win.
You know, give those boys their belts. Anytime the crowd stopped talking, I shouted, give them the belts, and the crowd started yelling again. So I don't think they were too happy with me. But after about 15 minutes, old Nasty himself said, you know, if it was up to me, I'd make them boys do a rematch, but I can't.
To be fair, the child of the group with the weird fucking hairstyle of
our little Quincy,
Oh, God, that's going to stick with me forever. But he stole the belt from old Nasty Man.
Because they wouldn't give it to him. They earned it.
So he took it, and then he handed the heels their belts, and then those two dipped, leaving old man child in the ring. And then the faces were leaving because, again, 15 fucking minutes.
Literally.
Yeah, the faces laid on the apron, on the floor next to the ring for a while.
For a while.
Like, they were thinking something was supposed to change, and I think maybe the spot changed. Like, no, we don't have time to do the match again, so instead we're just going to pad for time with them talking.
Even then, why not just give your main event more fucking...
I don't think they were ever planning on doing the run back. I think the issue was just no one is moving along, because I think it was always supposed to end in somebody takes a nasty armpit, and that's why we have bald head ring man.
That cold sting pit.
No, a sink pit's where you fart in my house. But yeah, that took forever, and then they left. Oh, but before he left, old
Carl.
True.
And before he left, old Johnny Nasty said, hey, chant Nasty for me 4 times. I'm coming back. Hey, here's Sam Houston. Cheer for him. Hey, you want him to come back? Hey, Jimmy Hart's coming back. I'm coming back too. Hey, give me that microphone. I'm coming back. And then after he self-promoted for about 40 minutes, we had the main event.
Yeah, and boy, I'll tell you what, the fucking air was sucked out of that arena.
But I think I think at this point, at least a third of the crowd had left.
Crowded thinned out.
They definitely thinned out.
Then Kevin Cruitt's son walked out.
No, Kevin Cruitt is the son.
It's Chris Cruitt.
Chris Cruitt.
Wait.
Chris Cruitt is the
Kevin
dad.
Cruitt.
Kevin Cruitt is the son.
He walked out.
The father, the son, and the franchise player.
To the music, and nobody popped for him. So he did.
He walked back in.
Then walked out again, and then people kind of popped for him.
They cheered a little bit because they were like, I guess you're good.
Yeah.
But then the fucking.
Randy the Running Hillbilly.
Randy the West Virginia champion. Veteran.
Outfit is just nothing but like.
Fatigues.
It's army. It's army based.
It's camo pants, boots, and
a regular shirt. Country, more often than not, gets you.
Means
a big
you're
pop.
Not a hero.
Stop.
I'm. This is the Basement Beard's official stance.
Oh my god! Don't.
Out of all the wrestlers, only two of them had custom made pants.
Feel my experience and
confidence.
Godfidence.
Feel my sensation.
Feel my experience. Was it fucking dreadful? Because that was what this was at this wrestling.
Confederate.
No, that's his daily wear.
And his dude with the rubble flags on his fucking knees.
I don't think the Confederate guy made his knee pads, though. That's what scares me.
I think they were part of the pants.
He probably just got those knee pads from Walmart and showed up at the ring.
Probably ordered them off Amazon.
This final match, this main event, was so deflating, you guys wanted to leave. Because
we
were 20 minutes late for
pizza order.
I was looking at the clock.
The wrestling was supposed to be over at 9 o'clock. That match should end till 9:50. And we walked out at 9:40.
No, we walked out when the match ended.
The match ended, and then we dipped.
Yeah. Because we didn't stick around for the post. Hey, everybody, meet us at Old Bill Bailey's. We're gonna have a slot.
21 and older, Old Bill Bailey's gonna get you some chicken wings. Go get you some Miller Lite.
If you're 10 or under, come on into the ring now. We'll let you take a little bump or two.
Yeah, we'll bump you. Hey, old Skig Nasty's gonna rub his armpit in your face.
Pay $25, you'll take a
$25. He'll fuck you up. And then Samothy Houston came in. He's like, hey, everybody, you want to try to smoke a cigarette? We're going to teach you how to take a bump. Check out his big hog and his white jeans.
I love my single jointed wife.
Kids, take a bump off my dick.
This is going to go in the fucking.
I'd give that the tag title match that was 5 out of 5.
What are you doing over there?
Perfect match.
This is so frightening
how well you sound like him.
My Sam Houston is also my Jake the Snake Roberts.
The final match was shit garbage up until one point. Yeah, the finish, which was Big Rowdy, whatever the fuck his name was. I actually know what his name was. I just
Randy.
Keep
Randy the Rowdy Hillbilly.
Randy.
Sure.
I promise. His real name is Randy. I don't know if he goes as the Rowdy Hillbilly anymore.
Yeah,
but that
he
used
just
to
called
be his...
Hild.
He was Rowdy until he went to the military.
He did a superplex.
Did a stay in
post-Rowdy.
Carl went to the bathroom. We made a joke. He was going to come back. Everyone's screaming and won't know what's going on.
I was peeing by myself in that restroom, and it was so weird because there was like stuff happening outside the bathroom.
Yeah,
no
they were cheering you on. Pecker in hand, piss in toilet.
Me a sandwich.
Three.
Well, yeah, because you missed the female wrestler. No.
Referee. The female referee from the first match who sucked. I'm sorry if she's listening to this.
She's not. She is. She's a big fan.
But she
sucked.
That
was the thing next to the bleachers.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, she took a bump from Randy. Randy dove over Kevin to hit the fucking ref, or he moved so that he...
I started screaming, don't hit women, ref. Randy, come on, Randy.
So
you're better than Randy.
He then hit the ref, which then knocked her out, and then she rolled out.
He pushed her out.
Yep.
Did he?
That's why she fell weird, because she was just down on the ring, and she rolled to the ropes but didn't go all the way out, and he basically bumped her out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
which is why she fell weird. Yeah.
Okay, well...
Hopefully she's okay. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Because there were people not in wrestling garb that came out to help her out, which is generally not a good thing.
And she was holding her head as she walked
Read that.
Back.
Read that out loud.
You can't.
If you're gonna get messages on this podcast, you have to read
it. Go ahead. Just go ahead and keep talking. I'll tell you what it says.
That's a DQ bell. So, What else happened? There was a chair spawn.
So, yeah, so it turns out our good boy, the evil...
Kevin Cruitt
hit a chair, and then a new ref came out, and so Randy was going to hit him with the chair, and I said, yes, Randy, turn to the dark side, hit him with that chair, and then the ref stopped Randall from hitting him with a chair, because the ref was like, Randy, you're a good man.
Yeah.
Don't do this. And then the ref gave it to Kevin, and Kevin beat the shit out of Randy with it.
He just hit him once.
That's the same thing. That's a heel ref.
Heel
man-child ref.
He knows to trust Shane McMahon.
No chance. No chance in hell. Oh, wait, no, that's Vinny.
No, you got one.
Money.
Here comes the money.
And then that was a three count. Match over.
Three man band? No, but
match
yeah.
Over. Woman but yeah.
So that was the fucking heel ref. Heel Kevin Cruitt. Heels won.
Yeah.
Carl, what'd you think of that fucking shithole?
The last one was, like, not the greatest, and everyone was winded. But that female referee probably did get actually hurt. So that was cool.
Yeah, I mean, I found it entertaining. But I was tired. I was tired at the end. I was tired, and I had pizza on the brain. And we're all like, hey, are we hungry? Yeah, we're hungry. Hey, pizza every day, pizza in the morning, pizza evening, bagel bites my
app. Yeah, some pizza. You got to enjoy it.
What?
That's why we recommend Papa John's.
Papa John's. Papa John's has fucked us twice now.
Papa John, Papa in the house.
Yeah, can we get a count out? Rating for Papa John's tonight? I'm giving it like a...
Out of how much?
5 out of 10. Like, you're going to come out of the ring?
My Papa 10. John's not cut very well. 6 out of 10.
I'm going to say my Papa John's also not cut very well. Pretty tasty, oily mess. 5 topic, 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10 count out.
And then we turned
That's pretty still pretty high.
We turned it
down. You got a burnt pizza.
Right, I am fucking like 2.5 out of 10.
At one point
you paid for Pop again. Which is a good idea.
Which is fine. I'll take it home and give myself diabetes. I don't give a fuck.
And before the match ended, they came out and they said, you want pizza at the ring? $1.
$1. And I was like, holy
shit. If I ordered pizza before that, I would be upset.
I watched a lady sitting next to us get a pepperoni slice of pizza and then just eat the pepperonis off of it and put the pizza down.
Yeah, some people really pissed me off.
She didn't eat the pizza. They threw it away.
Maybe she has celiac if she can't control all the bread.
She ate 4 pepperonis. And then threw it. No?
Maybe she on keto.
I didn't see her eat cheese. You watch her eat cheese? Are you watching this woman eat cheese?
Oh, that fucking kid that you talked to looked like he was losing a bet when there was fucking wrestling going on.
He slapped himself in the head with a slipper.
He would put his fucking head, like his whole face in his arms and just walk around like, oh my God, the horse I'm betting on is not going to win. And it was fucking weird.
I think I've seen that kid at Scioto Downs once.
Yeah.
Dustin told that kid, hey, this is my friend Mike. He booed your cousin. Yeah, and I looked at Dustin and I said, I'm not playing wingman tonight, man. Your cousin sucks.
You're gross. Stop saying wingman.
I'll never be your goose.
You're going to be my golden goose.
Anyways, I don't think we're going back to these ever again.
Oh, what? No, I mean, I would go back.
All right, never mind. I thought Dustin hated
it. If Dustin's paying for it, I'll go back.
I guess I did. No, that's not true. You gave me money. Thank you.
I did give you money.
Look, wrestling is a lot of fun.
Our local wrestling promotion is not good.
Well, hold on. Before we make any rash judgments on local wrestling, I do want to say, if you're out there listening to this and you think that our good co-host here, Nick Ash, needs to become a local wrestler, please email us. Talk to Dustin directly at work because you're his coworker and you're listening to this.
Thank you for listening.
Or you are our friend who talks to us on Discord. But
thank you, April.
Please, we need suggestions for his new ring name.
No.
So far, we've considered Nick A.S.H., the superhero.
Fuck off. Fuck off, Mike.
Did you win money in the bag? Nick, did you win money in the bag?
Oh, you have money in the bag?
I hate this so much. I hate it so fucking much.
Hey, we're going to...
We had a discussion about what the fuck the name would be, and also the fact that I would do it. My chances of doing it go up fucking dramatically.
Drastic go up,
yes. Thank you, Scott Steiner. If Dustin becomes my fucking manager... And is the dungeon master.
Dustin
is the dungeon master, and I am the big, bad, evil guy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I could be the dungeon master.
You would come out as my fucking manager.
Put a screen up.
Every single fucking time I went to wrestle.
It's time to roll initiative.
You would be my mouthpiece.
Ring that bell, goddammit!
Second wind!
Yeah, my BBEG, he's got 165 hit points. AC-19.
Well, now, I don't know what that means, but it's a real fucking slobber knocker.
Yeah,
right here.
I'll tell you right now, he's got two reactions. Can you believe it?
Carl?
My God.
If you saw your friends. Nick and
in half. Who? Which one would you put the back together?
Son of a bitch.
Two tops.
The magic trip is... The magic goddamn thing is later on when we fucking run the DM...
Yeah.
Gimmick into the ground.
Yeah.
Then we'll be the magician and his apprentice.
Oh, my God.
I'll be the apprentice. You'll be the magician.
Watch me make this belt disappear.
Carl, would you be more interested? Would you go to every single wrestling event if your stupid friends had a fucking D&D reference?
Yeah, it's on. I would probably go because you two have more creativeness in your characters than Confederate knee pad man, basketball dude, and I just grilled outside with my kids, man. Or whoever the rest of them are.
I have stage fright. That's my problem.
Well, you're not in the stage. You're outside of it.
Yeah, you're outside.
You're in the ring. You're in the middle. If I'm the manager, that means I have to talk.
Yeah.
Right. And you run games for everybody, my friend.
You could be his valet.
It would be fucking great.
They would hate me. They would say, this fucking nerd. They'd be like, Big Bang Theory.
No,
Clap. That's the point. We get so much heel heat. This would be perfect.
You would be,
I don't know what
you
the
would,
fuck
as
you're
soon
talking
as they
about.
Split you and Nika, you would be booked in a Bjorn versus Dustin match to see who has to leave the country.
Right, and then...
I'm an American citizen.
Bjorn would beat
you. No, you're from the land of Narnia. Because they're not going to understand what the fuck Dungeons
Dustin,
and Dragons are.
This is perfect. Bjorn would beat you up, and then I'd come out, and it'd be like Macho Man Elizabeth moment. And everybody would be fucking crying. And I'd come out
you'd
and be
beat
like,
me.
And then I'd beat up Bjorn. And then I'd, you know, I'd carry you outside the ring.
Can it be like a Stone Cold Deborah moment and you just beat me?
Right.
I'm Deborah.
Yeah. Big Bad Evil guy is beating the shit out of his manager.
His wife. That's not funny.
It wouldn't Marital be fun. It wouldn't be fun. It's not funny in our town because...
In somebody else's town, it's hilarious.
Right.
We only do that act on tour.
Yeah. No, we'll think about it. I'm not doing it. I thought about it. But we're going to have one more little segment, okay? One more time. I know we're running a little over. Mike came out with a fucking... Was it Mike and
it was
you?
Mike. No, it was
we
Mike.
Have an idea. Since we watch wrestling every week, we also watch...
Botchamania.
Nick, Botchamania. Nick and APOC and Mike are good with Twitter while I do the Instagram stuff.
What?
But you follow a lot of wrestlers. You get a lot of wrestling
news. I don't
news.
Actually have a Twitter.
I
stalk people.
Nick runs our
Reddit,
Twitter.
You do right. a lot of Redditing,
fair
right?
Enough. Yeah,
And APOC does too. So we have a little Discord that's just about wrestling. And
if you want to join it, here's the invite link.
No. I'll give you the Basement Beards one where there's nothing posted there.
Just
but
our
no.
nudes.
We what was it called again, Mike? What were we going to call these?
The Big Bad Bump.
A big bad bump
of the week.
Of our week.
/week.
Okay, well, it's going to be way more bumps if we're going to do a big bad bump of the month. But, Mike, tell us, what was our big bad bump of the week?
Well, you see out there, fellas, we were watching this little show. It's called AEW, okay?
AEW.
AEW. And,
did you like Jake the Stew Robertson?
AEW that did this spot.
Sue Grayson.
A murderer coming here going to take a bomb.
5v5. Dark Order versus the Elite. Got to have lots of great spots. You got 10 men in this ring. What happens? We're going to dive to the outside. We got 9 people to catch you. Mm-hmm. Oop, hit the concrete.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Didn't get caught.
Stu Grayson. Not a single person caught him.
Missed.
It was a horror show, just like it was with fucking Ray Phoenix when he fell during that Battle Royale, that card.
He got counted out with a good match. Brother. End of the match.
Yeah. He landed right on his back, smashed his head on the ground. Even though it was padded, it still
didn't seem like it was padded.
Oh, was it not? I thought
that
it was
that particular
padded
area did not look fucking padded.
I mean, he got up quick and then did that little spot on the outside.
Yeah, but he was
still yellows.
Unsteady on his feet. It was sketchy as fuck.
Yeah.
And that's been.
I would say that was the best.
The big bad bump of the week.
Botch of the week.
Not the best.
Well, I mean, memorable. I hope he's okay.
Best
he actually wrestled a match 2 days later and was fine.
Did he?
Yep.
Well, good.
Best botch of the week, WWE released Bray Wyatt.
But fucking, oh my God. Yeah. We'll talk about all these releases. If you're a fan of wrestling,
Windham,
you know that in the last year, almost 2 years, they released a shit ton of wrestlers and ancillary workers in WWE. And AEW has done their best to pick it up.
So we'll talk all about that and more next time. Do you love me?
See you then.